United States. Native Spirit. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Liquor. A Texas judge delights at home distillers.
In Devil's Lake, North Dakota, a man named Ray is making a batch of watermelon moonshine. A video posted to Facebook shows his ruby red liquid bubbling. Sounds like Rice Krispies, he wrote. The copper still he makes it in is in his garage. Officially, he claims the setup is just for distilling water and hand sanitizer. For over a century, it has been illegal to make spirits at home in America. In December, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a libertarian think tank representing hobbyists bent on making bourbon in backyards, challenged the ban in court. It argued that the government's prohibition amounted to overreach. The government's lawyers insisted that the federal powers to tax and regulate interstate commerce justified it. On July 10th, a Trump-appointed judge in Fort Worth, Texas, declared the law unconstitutional, saying the defense missed the maker's mark. The spirited ruling has not gone into effect and may yet be appealed against. But in the meantime, liquor lovers are celebrating their first win in a decade-long fight. Hobbyists say distilling is a pastime as American as baseball or baking apple pie, and reckon that banning it infringes on a particularly patriotic freedom. Colonial farmers made spirits from extra grains, and George Washington distilled liquor at his Mount Vernon estate. According to Reed Mittenbuehler, author of Bourbon Empire, whiskey was so important at the country's founding that it became the frontier's de facto currency, knitting together America's early economy. It was not until 1868 that the government made making hooch at home illegal, punishable by prison. Some say the law was intended to protect government revenue streams, but it is perhaps better explained as a public health initiative. Ethanol vapours produced in the process make stills prone to explosions. Your correspondent's colleague had an uncle who blew up his garden shed making peach brandy. Health concerns became more acute during Prohibition when bootleggers poisoned hundreds with methanol-infused moonshine and bathtub gin. Today's wannabe distillers tend not to resemble the gritty peddlers of the 1920s. Instead, they characterise themselves as amateur scientists, the type who also like to tinker with hand radios and computers and point to legalisation as a way to make the hobby safer. While some await the green light from the feds, others, like Ray, distill in the shadows, says Rick Morris, the head of the Hobby Distillers Association. Fear of being caught discourages novices from getting proper information. Once it is legal, he reckons at home distilling will be no riskier than boiling an egg. But he also likens it to deep frying a turkey, a dodgy Thanksgiving tradition that can be deadly when things go wrong. The libertarian lawyers have loftier aims. To them, the case is about hacking away at superfluous regulations. Just as whiskey was part of the country's origins story, so too it is an American tradition to resist the illegitimate exercise of government power, says Dan Greenberg, the hobbyist's lawyer. More freedoms could be a boon to business. Alcohol aficionados trace the surge in craft beer to a 1978 bill that legalised home brewing. If it goes down smoothly, the Texas ruling could do the same for liquor. Look out for Devil's Lake Watermelon Brandy.